Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, November 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, thanks to all my internet friends. Our family tradition is to give a special thanks this holiday season, to express gratitude for a particular person or event that has enriched our life this year. In this way, we honor the tradition of the early New England pilgrims and others throughout the country who would take a moment to remember the blessings of a recent harvest and a bountiful year. It's Thanksgiving. This year, I'm especially grateful for the internet and all the people I've met traveling this high-tech highway. I use the term internet in the broadest sense. After all, the internet encompasses so many subcategories. The internet is, of course, the World Wide Web, with its ability to communicate with a global community. The hosts that store and transmit the written, spoken, and visual words, and most importantly, it's the multiple terminals, the laptops, desktops, and smartphones that are a connection to this electronic world. It brings me great pleasure, and it is a high honor, to share some thoughts with you daily. Remarkably, you and I can exchange our views and opinions. It's a connection that no other generation has enjoyed. Thanks to all my readers and listeners for inviting me into your life. In our free flow of ideas, we reach the highest level of human expression. It's no accident that James Madison in the Continental Congress made speech, specifically free speech, a centerpiece of the 1787 Constitution. For 235 years, this dedication to freedom of expression has helped create this great nation. It's no accident that those countries that have oppressed free speech have often fallen and failed. The dictator who allows no dissent and the oligarchs who stifle the opposition most often decline. Their decline often occurs because they would not listen to the other side. Here at the Value Side, we have learned that there are inevitably two sides, and sometimes many more, to the issues in money and finance. Bear markets tend to cleanse personal excesses. In my years in the market, I've seen many empire builders come and go. The stock trading newsletter that fails, the go-go funds that faded into non-existence, and the dot-coms that were here and then gone. Today, we're seeing the same. We watch in real time as a crypto titan declines or a social media site wanes. And just a few years ago, most of us could not envision a time of high inflation. Today, it's hard to see when inflation will diminish. Finance has a unique perspective on all of this. From our perch, we can see the mighty and the great, but most importantly, we can see that which endures. Almost daily, we see the Wall Street flash. The wunderkind who's feted and applauded, only to fall into disgrace. But we also see those who have mastered the discipline, who build lasting values, the Peter Lynches, Jeremy Granthams, and John Bogles of this world. All were successful on their own terms. Their ideas often clashed with conventional wisdom. Bogle in particular found resistance to his concept of passive investing. Bogle was the founder of the Vanguard Funds. In comparison, most thought Peter Lynch was woefully out of date with his fundamental investing. Lynch was the manager of the Magellan Fund, the most successful mutual fund of all time. Every day on the street is new. These three, Lynch, Grantham, and Bogle, are the kind you can also find on Wall Street if you take the time to look. They all came from a world without sacred cows and without unquestioned ideas. America's financial system only works because everyone can express their views. It's a freedom of speech that comes from the fundamental American tradition, and it's the keystone to this nation's endurance. So thanks to all of you for joining me as we explore this storied thoroughfare, Wall Street. It's just a couple of blocks long, but worldwide. In economic news this morning, it's a very light day for news. Some interesting reports from the real estate sector, however. First, new mortgage applications continue to decline, down another 500,000 in the latest week. Another indication of just how devastating these higher interest rates are for real estate. But perhaps a little good news here, too. For the second week in a row, we are seeing lower mortgage interest rates, down to 6.67%. Perhaps not enough to bring in any new buyers, but at least a step in the right direction. Now, in earnings today, good news from equipment maker John Deere & Company. Their stock is trading higher on these results. And that's the value side for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm David Revelle. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I'll be taking a few days off and see you back right here on Monday.